Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Out of Office by the journalist couple Charlie Worzel and Anne Helen Peterson. This insightful 2021 publication sheds light on the nuances of working from home and explores broader, more philosophical questions about the nature of contemporary work culture that the remote work trend highlights. It invites readers to reimagine the concept of work and its role in forging more meaningful lives. Charlie Worzel and Anne Helen Peterson, having moved from the bustling streets of New York City to the serene expanse of Montana in 2017, bring a personal and informed perspective to the discussion. Worzel, a contributing writer at The Atlantic, where he pens the newsletter Galaxy Brain, and a former employee at the New York Times and BuzzFeed, pairs his expertise with Peterson's profound insights. Peterson, the mind behind The Newsletter, Culture Study, and the author of three other books, including Can't Even How Millennials Became the Burnout Generation, offers a unique blend of analysis on cultural and workplace shifts. Out of Office is an essential read for workers contemplating the leap away from traditional office environments, managers striving to adapt working practices to the evolving landscape, and anyone interested in the transformative future of work. Through the author's expert lens, this book serves as a guide for navigating and understanding the rapidly changing workplace dynamics in today's digital age. Join us as we unravel the possibilities of remote work and its potential to redefine our relationship with work itself. Out of Office, The Big Problem and Bigger Promise of Working from Home. Introduction. Discover the liberation and pitfalls of remote work. It's a common sentiment. The daily grind to and from the office, surrounded by an orchestra of distractions, can leave many yearning for the quiet sanctuary of their own home. Add to this the siren's song of remote work, the allure of ditching the morning commute and booting up your computer from the comfort of your couch, and it's no wonder that the concept has grown increasingly popular. Yet when the world shifted in 2020, sending millions into the realm of home offices and digital meetings, the expected paradise seemed to morph into an endless work loop, blurring the lines between personal and professional life. Charlie Worzel and Anne Helen Peterson offer a compelling narrative in their exploration of remote work, drawing from their own journey from the bustling streets of New York City to the serene vistas of Montana in 2017, a precursor to the global pivot. Anne, embracing her introverted nature, found solace in the flexibility remote work afforded, relishing in the autonomy it provided over her schedule and environment. Charlie, on the other hand, struggled with the isolation, finding himself overcompensating through digital communication, a testament to the challenges of transitioning to a remote work setting. Their experiences underscore a pivotal realization. While the absence of a commute ostensibly frees up time, the reality is that work has a way of filling every available space, leaving little room for the personal pursuits we promise ourselves. This phenomenon prompts us to interrogate our relationship with work. Is it incumbent upon us to mold our lives to fit our work, or should the nature of work adapt to better serve our lives? Out of Office by Charlie Worzel and Anne Helen Peterson delves into these questions, dissecting the complexities of work-life balance in an age where the boundaries are increasingly blurred. As we navigate through their insights, we're prompted to consider the true impact of flexibility in remote work scenarios. Is it genuinely a boon for employees, or does it serve the interests of employers more? Moreover, the book challenges the often romanticized concept of companies as families, urging a re-evaluation of our workplace relationships and expectations. Perhaps one of the most enlightening concepts explored is that of asynchronous work, a work style that, if embraced, could redefine our understanding of efficiency and collaboration, untethering us from the constraints of synchronous schedules and enabling a more harmonious integration of work into our lives. As we venture through the chapters of Out of Office, it becomes apparent that the quest for a balanced existence in this new era of work is not just about finding the right setting or schedule, it's about reimagining our priorities and reshaping the structures of work to foster an environment where the distinction between our professional and personal lives becomes a source of empowerment, not a cause for conflict. Whether you're navigating the nuances of remote work from a bustling city apartment, a quiet home in the countryside, or even while on the move, this journey into the evolving landscape of work-life dynamics offers crucial reflections for anyone striving to find equilibrium in an interconnected world. Part 1. The Double-Edged Sword of Workplace Flexibility. There's a prevalent dream swirling around the modern work culture, one that promises the zenith of freedom through remote work. The idea is simple and seductive. Break away from the shackles of the cubicle, craft your own schedule, and bask in the glory of work-life autonomy. However, the reality often paints a less rosy picture, morphing this dream into an unending cycle where work bleeds into every nook of personal life. This phenomenon roots itself in a concept celebrated and desired by many: flexibility. Consider the example of customer service representatives working for major brands via a third company, such as Arise. These workers, often gig workers, find themselves without the traditional safety nets of employment: no health insurance, leave, or official benefits. And yet, the narrative spun around their work arrangement highlights the ultimate perk: flexibility. But whose interests does this flexibility truly serve? The allure of being one's own boss, working from the comfort of one's home, quickly loses its sheen when the reality sets in: there's no escape from work. This brand of flexibility, while cost-effective for companies, offers little in terms of personal freedom for employees. So, how can the scales be tipped back in favor of the worker? The four-day work week emerges as a beacon of hope. Take the example of Perpetual Guardian, a New Zealand-based company that observed a noticeable uptick in productivity and profitability post-transition. This change wasn't just about cutting out a workday, but reimagining work efficiency and cooperation among employees, illustrating that a shorter work week with thoughtful implementation can indeed be a win-win. But mere schedule adjustments aren't the panacea. The concept of guardrails takes the spotlight: firm rules, unlike easily transgressed boundaries. For instance, tackling the always-on email culture by ensuring that vacationing employees truly disconnect, as practiced by Front, a tech firm that reroutes emails away from those out of office. But even this system is not without its flaws, as it could potentially overburden colleagues still at work. Digging deeper into the essence of flexible work arrangements, it becomes apparent that the solution isn't as complex as it seems. Companies need to adequately staff their teams. The common thread in demanding flexibility from workers is often a thinly veiled undercurrent of understaffing. By ensuring that there are enough hands on deck, not only can employees genuinely disconnect when they need to, but it also alleviates the overall stress and workload, creating a healthier, more productive environment for everyone. It is clear, then, that true flexibility and freedom within the workplace cannot be a unilateral initiative aimed at cutting costs or offloading responsibilities onto the employees. It requires a holistic approach, considering the well-being and efficiency of the workforce. As the conversation around remote work and flexibility continues to evolve, it is imperative for companies to align their practices with the genuine needs of their employees, ensuring that the dream of autonomy and balance does not remain just that, a dream. Part 2: Reimagining Work-Life Balance in the Remote Work Era. The shift to remote work brought on by the pandemic presented a unique set of challenges, particularly for those just stepping into the professional world. Imagine Kirsten's scenario: embarking on a new career path without setting foot in an office, devoid of in-person interactions with colleagues. This new reality highlighted a glaring issue: remote work, while offering flexibility, often stripped away the nuances of work culture and the organic learning experiences that come from simply being in the same space as others. However, advocating for a full return to office life isn't the answer either. Instead, we're invited to explore innovative ways to cultivate a robust work culture in a remote setting. Enter solutions like Kona, a platform designed to bridge the emotional gap in virtual work environments. By encouraging employees to express their daily emotional states, from positive, green, to struggling, red, it offers managers vital insights into team well-being, fostering a more empathetic and supportive work environment. Further pushing the boundaries of traditional work models is the software company Art Plus Logic. With a policy that permits employees to dictate their schedules, it champions the idea that work can be integrated smoothly into one's life rather than dictating it. Whether it's for a midday hike, family responsibilities, or leisure activities, this approach challenges the pre-pandemic norms and prompts us to reconsider what we value most. The pandemic-induced remote work experiment has thus opened the door to a potentially transformative conversation about priorities. The notion that work should unequivocally come first is up for debate. This reflection is particularly poignant in light of companies that tout a family-like culture. While the intention may be to evoke a sense of belonging and loyalty, it inadvertently sets up a conflict of interest. After all, if the essence of family is to put each other first, then by likening the workplace to a family, are we being asked to prioritize work over our actual families? It's a paradox that underscores the need for a re-evaluation of the work-family dynamic in the context of remote work. The move toward a more flexible and empathetic work culture isn't just about logistical adjustments. It's a deeper call to realign our professional lives with our personal values and commitments. As we navigate this new landscape, the lesson is clear. Remote work isn't just about operational changes. It's an opportunity to redefine what matters most to us, putting our well-being and families at the forefront of this reimagined balance. Part 3: Redefining the Workspace, Balancing Efficiency with Personal Life. The quest to seamlessly blend personal and professional lives within the same space has long puzzled society. The journey towards finding this harmony has spurred various innovations in how we envision and structure our workspaces. From the open-plan offices of the 1950s to the lavish tech campuses of today, the evolution of office design reflects our changing priorities and challenges in achieving a work-life balance. The Bürolandschaft model, introduced in 1958 by the Schneller brothers, marked a significant departure from traditional office setups. By eliminating rigid rows of desks in favor of a fluid, open-plan layout, it aimed to foster collaboration and efficiency. However, this well-intentioned innovation faced unexpected resistance. The office landscape's lack of privacy and constant visibility led to dissatisfaction among workers, challenging the notion that open spaces inherently lead to increased productivity. Fast forward to the modern era, where technology companies have reimagined office spaces to encompass a wide range of amenities designed to cater to every aspect of employees' lives. Google's Googleplex, with its array of leisure and wellness facilities, epitomizes this trend. These offices are created with the dual aim of enhancing productivity and providing a space where employees feel comfortable spending vast amounts of their time. Yet, the very design that seeks to erase the boundaries between work and personal life raises critical questions about the implications for employees' familial and social bonds outside work. Clive Wilkinson, the architectural mind behind the Googleplex, has expressed reservations about this blurring of lines. By creating spaces that encourage prolonged work hours and life lived predominantly within the office environment, are we inadvertently sidelining the very essence of personal life and family time? This concern highlights the potential downside of such well-intentioned workspace innovations, the encroachment of work into all facets of life. In stark contrast to these physical office innovations, stands GitLab, a fully remote and asynchronous company that has embraced digital collaboration in a global context. GitLab's approach, predicated on meticulous documentation and personal Redmi Pages presents a compelling alternative. These pages serve as user manuals for every employee, detailing their roles, preferred working hours, and communication styles. This model advocates for autonomy and flexibility, enabling employees to integrate work into their lives on their terms, potentially providing more opportunities for family time and personal pursuits. The comparison between the community-centric designs of tech campuses and the digital decentralized model of GitLab underscores a critical dilemma in workspace innovation: the balance between creating a productive, engaging work environment and preserving the sanctity of personal life. As we navigate the future of work, the challenge lies in designing spaces and systems that prioritize both efficiency and the well-being of workers, ensuring that work enhances rather than consumes our non-work lives. Part 4: Reimagining Community in the Age of Remote Work. As we venture into the concept of carving out more meaningful lives in an era where work is omnipresent yet physically distant, we uncover an exciting possibility: the renaissance of community engagement. In the post-pandemic world, the phenomenon of Zoom towns has brought to the forefront the untapped potential of remote work, not just as a means to work in isolation, but as an avenue to deeply connect with new communities. Consider the intriguing city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, which has been proactively inviting remote workers to its midst since 2018 through Tulsa Remote. This initiative, far from being a mere financial incentive, selects individuals keen on integrating and contributing to the local fabric. For example, Obum Ukabam's journey to Tulsa transformed him into an active community member, from engaging with community theater to orchestrating social programs. His story isn't merely one of relocation for work's sake, but a testament to seeking a richer quality of life, a modern-day gold rush for fulfillment beyond the confines of conventional workspaces. This concept echoes more loudly than ever in the aftermath of the pandemic, which served as a stark reminder of the intrinsic value of human connection. The forced isolation prompted a collective reevaluation of what it means to truly be part of a community, beyond the virtual meetings and digital catch-ups. However, the message here isn't a clarion call to abandon remote work in favor of office congregations. Rather, it's an invitation to reconsider what community means to us in the current moment. Historically, Americans have been deeply connected through various social organizations, from religious groups to professional networks, showcasing myriad ways communities can flourish independently of work environments. The pressing question now is, who has the bandwidth to nurture such connections today? The answer might be more hopeful than expected. If we can successfully navigate the integration of work into our lives without it overshadowing every other aspect, we unlock the potential to engage more profoundly with the world around us. The redefinition of community in the age of remote work is not just about geographical relocation to buzzy new cities. It's about recognizing that, with the right balance, we can foster deeper connections, not despite our work-from-home status, but because of the flexibility and space it provides. This shift could mark the beginning of a new chapter where work, life, and community coalesce in harmony, offering a canvas for richer, more interconnected experiences. Part 5: Embracing Life Beyond Work, A Call for a Mindset Shift. In a world where work often takes precedence, it's crucial to pause and ask ourselves, what are we truly working towards? Is the pursuit of financial stability and professional success inadvertently leading us to sideline what's arguably more essential, such as spending quality time with loved ones or engaging in activities that fulfill us beyond the professional realm? For many, the dream of an idyllic retirement looms large, a time when one can finally do all the things there never seemed to be time for. Yet, this begs the question, why wait? If leisure and family are what we ultimately value, why is work often the primary focus? Take Anne and Charlie, for example, who revisited passions that had fallen by the wayside amid the hustle of their careers. Anne rekindled her love for skiing, a joy from her childhood she reclaimed in the picturesque setting of Montana. Charlie, on the other hand, returned to playing guitar, finding satisfaction in the act itself, irrespective of skill level. These pursuits symbolize a conscious shift towards prioritizing personal satisfaction and well-being over professional obligations. This narrative brings to light that achieving a more fulfilling life isn't necessarily about the choice between remote or in-office work. It's about undergoing a profound change in how we prioritize various aspects of our lives. The crux of the matter is recognizing that life should take precedence over work, a mindset change that requires consistent effort and introspection. For leaders and managers navigating the new normal of remote and hybrid work models, the message is clear. Think long term. The transition to different modes of working may not yield immediate financial savings or operational efficiencies, especially if commitments like long-term leases are in play. However, cultivating a work environment that genuinely values and understands the needs and priorities of its employees is invaluable. As the global workforce continues to grapple with the changes brought on by the pandemic, it's evident that our collective priorities have shifted. This moment in history presents an unparalleled opportunity to reevaluate what truly matters, not just within the confines of our workplaces, but more poignantly, within the vast landscape of our lives. By placing greater emphasis on life outside of work, we invite a more balanced, contented, and ultimately meaningful existence, empowering each of us to live more fully every day. Final summary. In the insightful exploration provided by Charlie Worzel and Anne Helen Peterson in Out of Office, a compelling narrative unfolds, shedding light on the transformative impact remote work can have, not just on our professional endeavors, but on how we conceive our lives beyond the confines of a traditional office. The essence of their argument is that the unprecedented shift toward working from home, accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic, presents a unique opportunity to redefine what we value in both our work and personal lives. For generations, the relentless pursuit of productivity and efficiency has dominated our working lives, often at the expense of meaningful personal experiences and connections. Yet, as the world grapples with the implications of widespread remote work, we are invited to contemplate a more balanced approach to life. This shift isn't merely about where we work, but about reevaluating the very foundations of work culture, the design and purpose of workspaces, and how we engage with our communities. The journey to achieving this balance involves much more than logistical changes. It requires a paradigm shift in how we prioritize life's various aspects. Worzel and Peterson argue for a world where flexibility doesn't chain us to perpetual work, but instead liberates us to invest in what genuinely enriches our lives. They envision workplaces that facilitate rather than hinder personal growth and innovation, that centers on human well-being rather than mere profit. Moreover, the rise of Zoom towns and remote work models like Tulsa Remote exemplify the potential for remote work to strengthen our connections with broader communities, redefining the essence of community engagement in the digital age. Ultimately, Out of Office is a clarion call to workers and companies alike to seize this moment as a catalyst for profound change. It's an invitation to craft a future where work serves life, not the other way around, fostering environments where flexibility, understanding, and genuine human connections flourish. As we navigate the evolving landscape of work, Worzel and Peterson's insights serve as a beacon, guiding us towards a more humane and fulfilling way of living and working, a future where our lives are firmly at the heart of our work decisions, embodying the true essence of flexibility and community. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.